producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, coming in down low on hour number two from on high. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. While I'm out there ignoring all of the gun-free zone signs, very likely I will be carrying my weapon in a G-Code OSH holster. And no one will be the wiser. You too can do that. Go to tacticalholsters.com. Joining me, I was thinking last night, I said I got to get somebody on there besides me to talk about some of the stuff I need to talk about. And then I was like, hey, wait a minute, I know one of them that would come on. It always brings the thunder. Joining me again is one of the Brothers Knox, Chris, from the Firearm Coalition. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for joining me on such short notice. We know a little bit more about the Yahoo out of Oregon now. Turns out to be sort of an angry young man. Once again, we had a bunch of misinformation as far as numbers and everything else. Business as usual.
Yeah, the early reports on these things are always inaccurate. You have to wait for the story to develop to form any opinions about who it is, what they did, what motivated them, and that's going to be the rest of the checking here. But I had a thought. You called him the angry young man, and you called him a Yahoo, which I think is about as accurate. That's much more accurate than the term that the media has been using, which annoys me, which is gunman. Or shooter, for that matter. I'm a shooter. I'm an active shooter. But
right.
I'm not going to kill anybody that doesn't need it. This is not a... If we go back to the language, my good friend Alan Corwin talks about the language. Instead of being pro-gun, we should be pro-rights. And he's got a whole lexicon of that.
I agree with that. And at the same time, sometimes I just get lazy.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
What I was going to say is, I don't remember what I was going to say.
No.
When I'm looking at stuff like this, I know a lot of people don't want to give the guy publicity by mentioning his name and everything, and that's become the new popular, trendy thing to do. I personally think that each one of these things should be dissected so that we can see.
Uh-huh.
The absolute similarities that we find in most of these happenings. This kid, being a kid in his 20s, he falls into a pattern right there. Sort of the loner, he falls into a pattern right there. It'll be interesting to see if he took any sort of mood drugs.
Uh-huh.
That's yet to be found out. And he went to the gun-free zone.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the most important. He was in a gun-free zone. And it's interesting that some of the press coverage has been saying, well, Oregon does allow guns on campus. Well, this college didn't.
No.
The college was a gun-free, quote-quote, zone.
No.
And it just underscores the reason that so many of us do carry and why you come down to Arizona, and I don't care if that little sign's up there. Maybe they need a bigger sign.
Well, you know, the whole thing with the signs. The other thing that struck me about this particular instance, they had one security guard. And, you know, I, around here where I live in some of the schools that are high school and below, they'll have two resource officers, and some of these things are sprawling, sprawling facilities where there's going to be some transit. And, you know, most of these people that are around here that are resource officers, they're in the twilight of their career. Their sprinting days are over.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This guy, according to my information, all he was armed with was a can of mace. Did you hear that?
I have not even heard that there was a resource officer there. But typically, a community college, it's going to be a few acres. You know, it's going to be, you know, close to a square mile, and there's no way in the world. I mean, even a Columbine, they had an armed officer on the school, but it was a big sprawling campus. You know, 5-6 buildings and it's 100 yards by 100 yards or more.
Right.
And there's no way that somebody could move around there and get to the scene quicker. The first responder, and again, my friend Alan Corwin, if you hadn't, and I'll put in a plug for him, alancorwingunlaws.com. If you haven't, if the first responder is the people that are there in the room when the NIMNUL starts shooting.
Right.
And if somebody's there to present a weapon, the pattern, you're talking about the pattern. One of the patterns is that as soon as these dips get any kind of meaningful opposition, they either punch out or they surrender. And
right.
The object of the game is to make sure that they get meaningful opposition as soon as possible.
Right. Which I have not yet heard how long it took them to get a responder there. I have read about one guy who tried to keep them from entering his classroom.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is either active duty military or military veteran. He got shot 7 times, survived all of it.
God bless him.
And that's the only. And I had also heard initially on CNN how military veterans were trying to get to him to stop him from shooting and were somehow stopped by the namby-pamby school administrators. When I heard that, I was just thinking, wow, how big are these people in Oregon that work at these community colleges? Because if I'm in place and I'm trying to get past somebody, they got to be pretty big to keep me from getting by them.
Yeah, and I just think about the guys that were on the train in France, and if they had followed the protocol, they violated all kinds of protocols and orders by opposing.
Right.
And if they had followed the instructions, they would have turtled up and got shot. You know,
interesting. One of those guys is actually enrolled at Umpqua Community College. Yes.
He's been up longer than I have. I'm still trying.
I know you're on a different coast than me. I've been able to gather all kinds of stuff that we didn't even know last night.
Wow.
That was the other thing. Obviously, this guy did not use some of the favorite guns that they go after, because they have not been hammering on the gun, just on the shooting issue.
That's a good point. And the one picture that I saw of him, it was coming from the UK press. I saw a picture of him, and it looks like a Ruger 10/22 or something similar.
Right.
And so, you know, if he's got a picture of himself with a gun, then obviously he's a madman.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I wonder what that makes me. That's beside the point. Anyway. The president, of course, what? It took him about 5 hours to go ahead and go for the gusto?
It didn't take him. But as soon as the reports came out, well, he was, before we knew any of the facts, then obviously our gun laws are to blame. Obviously, we need to have tougher background checks. Well, wait a minute. Do we even know what this guy did? And did he accomplish anything he couldn't have done with 6 feet of chain and a can of gasoline?
Yeah, that's a couple of things. We're coming up on the first break. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. The OSH, that's what I carry. DC-3, I carry the INCOG sometimes too. That's part of the DC-3 line. Scorpion line, I have some of that. I use that when I go to the range. And, of course, the excellent contact series, which is now my de facto default go-to setup for the traveler's bag if ISIS shows up and I want to put on some battle rattle. I'm carrying it in a very small package. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearm Coalition is Chris Knox. Is it the Firearm Coalition?
The website is firearmscoalition.org, but we kind of brand ourselves, use the capital T with the because we are the original. Well, we've got several firearms coalitions that are coming up. Our friends in Nevada, Don Turner is the Nevada Firearms Coalition. There's a Colorado Firearms Coalition, New Hampshire Firearms Coalition. They're not associated with us, but they are coalesced with us. We're fellow travelers on the, going the same direction.
Okay, I'm looking at something on my board. At least me and my board op have the same problem. We don't know who that was.
That was me.
No, that wasn't you. You're not on the Comrex stack. You're not on the Comrex stack. I don't know who that was. Anyway. that's one thing I like about the Firearms Coalition, that loose guerrilla warfare-like thing. You guys just came back off of the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
We did. It's in my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona. It was about 10 minutes down the road from me. In fact, it was very convenient.
Yeah.
Brother Jeff and I were walking around. It's an interesting experience. You walk around, and it, here in Arizona, we are the largest, in Phoenix, we are the largest constitutional carry metropolitan area, I guess, in the world. And you got hundreds of people walking around with they're carrying concealed, they're carrying openly. Interesting, nobody's out finger fiddling with their guns. Nobody's playing. Everybody's acting very safe. There were some heated discussions, people downright arguments, as, you know, people get together and start exchanging ideas, and sometimes sharply, and iron sharpens iron. That's fine. Nobody got shot.
Yeah, I was about to say, cut the chase. Who got shot in that? Surely somebody
Nobody.
Got shot, because guns were present.
In fact, we had a presidential candidate walking around that was perfectly safe. Gilmore from Virginia. He came out and visited us.
Gilmore, the one thing about Gilmore that I didn't notice before Trump put out his Second Amendment policy paper, he was the first one and only one that I had seen that actually put anything out at all regarding the Second Amendment.
I believe that, well, Rand Paul, of course, is solid. Carly Fiorina had actually said something, believe it or not. How much I got mixed emotions about her, but it seemed like even before Trump came out with it, there were a couple who had at least genuflected toward the Second Amendment. How sincere
right.
they are, you know. Politicians. I'm not going to go too far down that road. I don't know somebody's heart. I know what they do.
Right, and that's really true. The thing, the part, you know, as I'm looking at some of these guys, I see a bunch of flawed individuals. I expected nothing more than that. And to have them up there saying some of the things they're saying, it is a clear-cut indicator of how flawed they are. I get that. I don't expect to see the perfect candidate. There is no such thing. So, you know, it's left to us to decide who the best person is. Now, coming out of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, though, when one of these things winds down and you guys gavel it to an end, is there any sort of let's try to get this done in the coming year kind of thing, or is it just getting together and just chewing the fat?
It does pass a set of resolutions, and in fact, this year, instead of speaking, I was on the resolutions committee, which is it's at the end of it, they introduce some resolutions, and the assembled faithful vote on it up or down, and it was kind of funny. But it was a good opportunity to meet with some people that otherwise I wouldn't have met, and it was that made it a lot of fun. One reasons that we considered but did not put out there was we wanted to thank the hotel for their choice of men's room facility drainage helps. They had little screens in the bottom of the facilities. They had Brady printed on them, and everybody enjoyed using those, it seemed. So that was kind of odd. The ladies in the room just kind of looked at us askance, but it was weird.
It's the little things in life that make it worth living.
Exactly, exactly. You understand.
Yes.
But as a group and as a, what struck me coming out of it, we've got an article that, or a column that's going into Shotgun News talking about this very thing. What struck me was the unity that we had coming out of there, and what, there were, two organizations that were absent that arguably should have been there. One of them was the National Rifle Association. Unfortunately, they did not show their face. They didn't have any official presence. They didn't have any they didn't send a representative, not even a speaker, which kind of surprised me. They have in the past, and they have you know, this is a gathering of the greater gun lobby. The other organization that was absent, and I want to mention this, and I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I am going to call somebody out that I don't think is doing everything they say they're doing.
We got a minute. So
National Association for Gun Rights. They weren't there. They claim to be everywhere. They show up nowhere.
Well, you know, as far as that one goes, they seem to be causing. I think, you know what, we'll discuss that in the next segment because I would like to ask you about that.
Okay. Okay.
And you and your brother being what you guys are, you're more in tune with that kind of thing. Firearms Coalition, how do people find it? How do people check it out?
We are firearmscoalition.org. You can read our stuff in Shotgun News. We occasionally show up in some of the other gun press. Been in Front Sight, which is the USPSA vehicle. So we are around. Google Neil Knox, find out who he was, and we exist to keep his ideas out there and to further his principles of fighting for the Second Amendment.
We'll be right back with my guest Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold fish oil supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. I like pointing to my new banner. The Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. There's where I carry my magazines around, right there. That G-Code paddle, a fixture right there. Completely indestructible. No way to break it. No way for me to break it, okay? They are breakable, I'm sure, but I'm not going to exert the force of it. And even if I were able to break it, it has a lifetime warranty, so I can break it away. Go ahead, and I'll get another one. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox, and we were about to talk about the NAGR. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this there, Chris Knox, but last year, the NAGR called out Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, and rightfully so, because Gottlieb wanted to get in bed and write the extended background check law. He wanted to pad it with some pro-gun stuff, and he wanted to write it, and he was saying it was inevitable. They were going to get this.
Right.
And he got called out on it because expanded background checks, universal background checks, would only work if there is a gun registry. So,
yeah, barely. Mr. Gottlieb and I got into that very discussion on the floor of last year's.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Last year's gun rights policy conference, and I told him I disagreed, and we went round to round. Again, iron sharpens iron. We had a good discussion. That strategy, which we've come to call preemptive concession, that, okay, if I give them something if I give away some of my rights, maybe they won't come and come after the rest of them. And it's that's the very best strategy based on hope. And it's not a real strategy, I don't think.
Can we say misplaced hope?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, trying to get out there and appease them is that's never been a winning strategy at all. I mean, we need to be in their face saying no to everything they demand.
That's a fact. And Dad, going back, and I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with my dad, Neil Knox, and you Google him and his name will come up with regard to gun rights. One of his guiding principles was never give away what the other side isn't big enough to come and take. And even if they are big enough to come and take it, you fight. You resist. The perfect example, the poster for this is the 1994 Clinton assault weapons ban.
Right.
That is, and in that, NRA and Tanya Mataxa was the head of ILA at the time. She was under tremendous pressure to cave and get on board the train and help write the bill and help drive the train so you had some say over where it was going. Well, I'll tell you what, the engineer doesn't have any say over where the train's going. All he decides is whether it goes or stops. And Tanya said, no, we're going to dig our heels in. She had the backing of the board, which at the time Dad was on the board and had a lot of influence over what it did and over policy. They got the expiration of the assault weapons ban put in place. They also got some of the worst parts of it taken out. They stopped the ban on possession. They just banned manufacture. So by resisting it, we lost, but we lost with honor, and it was a Pyrrhic victory. It was a victory that cost the other side more than they could afford to lose. They turned over the House. There was an election like none other that followed that, and Bill Clinton credited the gun rights movement with the results of that election.
Let's talk about that just for a second, okay? Yesterday, Barack Obama was out there saying that the gun lobby, the all-powerful gun lobby, was it cowed everybody down. It beat everybody into submission. And
oh, good. It's working.
But, I mean, really, truly, that's just an out-and-out lie. I mean, the ones that I would call the big three, the ones that most people know about or get more press or whatever, they don't have 7 million members.
No.
They probably don't have 6 million because there's probably a good portion of them that belong to all three.
That's a fact. There's a lot of overlapping membership. Anybody that's a member of Citizens Committee or GOA is also probably about 80% likely, maybe 70% likely to also be a member of the NRA. I'm an endowment member of the NRA. I encourage all gun owners to be part of the NRA, even though the NRA doesn't always do as good a job as I would like. They are the big dog.
Well, I know some of the guys, some of the new board members, and they are pushing.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing from the inside, and that's a good thing. So
there's a lot of power on the board, and the board can have great influence over the policy. The trouble is that the board has traditionally been run by staff. You know, turned into a rubber stamp, even though it's 75, now 76 members. So it's the NRA politics is like the Kremlin politics of the 1960s. You've got to try to figure out who's in, who's out.
Right.
And it's a black box, and they try to keep it that way, unfortunately.
Yeah. What I was going to get to, though, with the NAGR,
yeah.
after their initial flare at Gottlieb, where I think that got them a little bit of cred, did that embolden them? Because now they're out there, some of the stuff they're talking, like in Colorado, for example,
mm-hmm.
where they're trying to get it to where the magazine capacity is 30, which that would still be a limitation, but it's also standard. for some guns. Sure. They're saying that and they're going up against the Independence Institute, who really doesn't, you know, they lean very pro liberty, if you want to, pro gun, however you want to say it, but they're out there fighting, saying we want it all or nothing, and that's not the way politics works. If you want to go all or nothing, don't we need to throw on the plate carrier, pick up the weapon, pull the charging handle back, and let's go out the door? Isn't that how you get all or nothing?
That's pretty much all or nothing, and that's how you get tackled on your old goal line, to stretch the analogy into sports. The NAGR originated in Colorado, and they were out there saying, and basically their hallmark is sky is falling fundraisers.
Yes.
And so, and I'm sure we've all gotten the mail and say, oh my goodness, they're not telling me stuff. Well, yeah, everybody knows about that particular bill. Or in the case of the Independence Institute, I dare anybody to call Dave Koppel anything less than pro-gun. And to say they lean pro-gun is to say that I lean pro-gun. They are pro-gun. They are pro-liberty. And it's a good organization, and I totally support them. But so that is part of my heartburn with NAGR. And if you go into onto the floor of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, that is where the gun rights movement gathers, and that is where the opinion makers, the opinion shapers are gathered. And you mentioned the name NAGR, and you'll either get a boo, you'll get Snickers, or somebody will be profane. And that's just the way it is.
We're going on to the last break in the hour.
Yes,
I want
sir.
You to hang on for me. Firearmscoalition.org. That's where you can find out what they do. My guest this hour is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the beginning lineup that was the holsters and the magazine carriers to the DC-3 line where they began to collaborate with Travis Haley, to the Scorpion line, which was the reimagination of Kydex, to the collision of Kydex and tactical nylon that is the Contact series, this is what G-Code does. This is they are the leaders in the innovation. They're the ones that develop the product. They're not the ones that make it any better or anything else. They just make it to begin with. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Chris, coming from bearingarms.com, I had heard that there was a guy with a gun there, a civilian there. It turned out it's a military veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He was 200 yards away when the shooting began, and he was told by the staff that he could not intervene.
Couldn't intervene. Oh,
yeah.
God. So somebody, I almost think that I'm right on the verge of saying somebody that tells me that is now becomes a target because you're an accomplice.
Well, you know, here's the thing about this. If this is true, and I trust Bob, I don't think Bob publishes stuff without double checking it, but if this was true, I think I would have overruled the staff.
Yeah, there might be a physical intervention.
Yeah, I think there would have been some, hey, face, meet desk. I think that I think there would have been some of that going on. This was at a vet center with a bunch of military veterans, and
well, you know, in Chattanooga, that idiot that was out there that was running around yelling something like Aloha Snack Bar, but
Abdullah Aziz.
Yeah. I don't like saying their names, but that's me. But yeah, he. According to later reports, I believe it was Lieutenant Commander White actually killed him. He bled out while the cops were surrounding his car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And they had to decide not to do something to the Lieutenant Commander, too.
Yeah, they did. But the proper outcome should be for the police to arrive and watch the perpetrator bleed out.
I like it.
Taking a statement from the first responder, the would-be victim. That is the second best outcome.
Well, then that must make the first best outcome to have a 60-year-old traffic cop who's detailed with a security detail killing two terrorists in 25 seconds.
Oh, that was awesome. that guy was stone cold. I've got a hats off to him. No, but the very first best outcome, no shots fired, perpetrator surrenders, lays down, and gets packed off to a rubber room where he stays indefinitely. I really and truly, and this is coming from somebody I've been through my share of courses. I carry, I own guns. The last thing I want to do is shoot somebody. If you shoot somebody, even if it's somebody that really needs shooting, it's going to be a bad day.
It is going to be a bad day, but
it'll be a better day than it could have been.
Yes, the alternative is much worse.
Yeah.
And what I don't like, you know, the shooting that happened with the TV crew, right?
Uh-huh.
We have raised a group of young people who don't know what peripheral vision is. Because if you watch that film of that, when the threat is near, when he's guns up on her initially at a 90-degree angle and she doesn't notice and he drops the gun, I think he got mad because she didn't notice and get scared.
Yeah, everybody's conditioned white. They're very focused. And I don't know, I've done media before, and you've got to be focused on what you're doing, and you have to... And particularly if you're talking about TV, here right now, I'm walking around and I'm waving my hands while I talk and all that.
Right.
I can look around and I can be aware. When you're doing TV, you've got to be focused on that camera because you're in a pretend conversation with somebody. And so there is low situational awareness. And there's only two people there, the cameraman who's focused on his camera, and there's the presenter who's focused on the camera.
Right.
So it kind of locks them in, and so I can't fault the victim there. But even if they had, I mean, he was looking for a reaction on TV.
Yes, he filmed that on purpose. But one of the things, I mean, I got hired by a local radio station as their fill-in host here, and when I walk into that place, first things first, I know I'm the only one armed in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part-time, so they. You know, they have, even after that happened, nobody has stepped back and said, we could take these certain steps, start the program, and then once it started, it just perpetuates itself. Like with these TV crews, they could send out a third person.
Yeah. It would add to the expense, but I think it'd be worthwhile. It'd be a driver or somebody, a lookout, somebody that needs to be, particularly, and, you know, of course, this is one of those morning shows, the little fluffy, happy talk, and gosh, that one just turns my stomach because that was an ambush of the worst sort, and all I can do is hope there's a hell, you know? That's just what it boils down to.
Well, I'm pretty sure there is.
The
other part of it, though, is that what bothers me most is seeing these kinds of people like that TV crew or like these students or all of these other people that just walk around blissfully unaware.
Yes.
And their world is shattered by that moment of reality, and there's nobody there to save them.
Yeah. And some of the trainers call it conditioned white, as in an iPod.
There's whole YouTube channels where you can watch the people in Britain. They have so much CCTV now, they get you from so many angles. There's YouTube channels where you can watch people so engrossed in their phones they walk into poles.
Yep.
In Britain.
Yep. Oh, I know. I'm guilty too. I was on vacation with my wife, and I got one of those work calls that I needed to take, and I'm walking along there, and she says it was like having somebody with Alzheimer's because you're engrossed in your phone. You don't even know where you're walking. I walked away from her, and she totally lost track of me, and I'm sitting, and I'm on my phone. But it is so easy to get into that, and that's something. It's not conducive to self-preservation. Dr. Darwin says don't do that.
Yeah, the only way I talk on a phone when I'm not at home is on a headset, and the phone is in my pocket. And my hands are free.
That's a good rule. That's a very good rule.
That's the only way I will talk on a phone.
Things like those hands that captures part of your brain. Although there was some tests that they had some people on headsets driving, and it's the equivalent talking on the phone, having an engrossed conversation, talking on the phone while driving is about like driving after about three beers. So, you know,
I don't, if I'm typically, I don't take a call when I'm driving,
mm-hmm.
even if I have a headset on, typically I will not do it. I have had one instance where I was on the phone and I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, and I drove up on the curb, and it was one of these high curbs, so it, you know, bounced the car.
Yep.
I only got to do that once.
Lesson learned, and then take that one ahead. That's a good policy, Bill.
Yeah. So, anyway, as we get ready to go away, Firearms Coalition, how can people find them? How can the people find what you and your brother
are at firearmscoalition.org. You can reach us by email, Chris or Jeff at firearmscoalition.org. We welcome anybody that's interested. Dad used to say it's more a state of mind than an organization, and that's what we try to help our cats to keep our cat herd together, and that's really the object of our game.
Additionally, Jeff gets Jeff and I. Do you as well? I know Jeff writes a lot at AmmoLand.com.
He does. They pick our stuff up. AmmoLand is a great source, and in fact, I saw Freddie this weekend at GRPC, and recommend jumping over there. It's a good place. You'll read writers like David Kodria and Alan Corwin's stuff ends up there sometime. So it's a good place, and I certainly recommend it.
Very good, Chris. Thanks very much for joining me on such short notice. I'll be in touch.
Bill, it's my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Right. Folks, that wraps us up. We will be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.